ISIS in the coalition bullseye.
10 airstrikes Thursday and today.
Gas below $3 a gallon.
We're entering a new era of lower gasoline prices.
A walk-off send-off for Yankee star Derek Jeter.
It's unbelievable. We wouldn't even imagine that.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For a second day, U.S.-led airstrikes pounded oil facilities in eastern Syria controlled by ISIS as more countries get behind the anti-terror effort in neighboring Iraq. Denmark will send F-16 fighters. British Prime Minister Cameron made an impassioned plea in the House of Commons.
They need our military help, and it is in our interest and theirs to give it.
Belgium's debating involvement. The Dutch have given the green light. Here at home, officials say there's no imminent threat from ISIS, but there is more security after Iraq's Prime Minister warned terrorists were targeting U.S. subways. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Our state of preparedness is higher than it has ever been since 9/11.
FBI Director James Comey says authorities are now confident they know the ID of the masked man in the ISIS beheading videos. CBS's Bob Orr.
Comey would not reveal the name of the man and would not say whether or not he was a British citizen, as has been speculated. But he says it's pretty clear to investigators they know who this person is. Comey says the FBI now is working to identify the people behind the voices on a propaganda tape. These are voices that just appeared, and they seem to be either American or Canadian accents.
And Comey says it's thought there are about a dozen Americans fighting with ISIS in Syria, not more than 100, which was an earlier estimate. Those who've been there and have returned to the U.S. are under close scrutiny. In Ferguson, Missouri, yesterday began with a video apology from the police chief over the police handling of Michael Brown's body when he was shot and killed last month by an officer. The day ended with anger in the streets. KMOV TV's Corey Stark.
As Chief Jackson was addressing this crowd, he actually started marching with them on South Florissant, and then it looked like someone tried to either start a fight with Chief Jackson or right he was in the middle of that. This skirmish has about 50 to 75 protesters that are here on South Florissant. They have one individual on the ground. They have made some arrests.
A Charlottesville, Virginia bar owner says Hannah Graham seemed incapacitated by alcohol on the night she disappeared, and he saw her walk away with the help of the suspect charged with her abduction. CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on the investigation.
Authorities expect that 32-year-old Jesse Matthew Jr. will be back in Virginia over the weekend to face abduction charges in the disappearance of University of Virginia student Hannah Graham. Matthew was arrested in Texas. Charlottesville Police Chief Timothy Longo was asked if he's given up on finding Graham alive.
I can't lose hope. Until I have to, until I need to, until it's appropriate.
Graham went missing nearly 2 weeks ago, the fourth young woman to vanish in the Charlottesville area in the last 5 years. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The law enforcement official who says the Ray Rice elevator punch videotape was sent to the NFL in April now tells the Associated Press it was sent directly to the league's security chief, Jeffrey Miller. Miller denies he got the tape and contends he didn't see it till earlier this month. There's new information about the tens of thousands of immigrants caught at the Mexican border over the spring and summer. Here's CBS's Dave Barrett.
Those immigrants,
El niño.
From kids to those looking for a chance.
Oportunidad.
Sí.
There's opportunity there.
Well, they'd been released into the United States with the order to report back to immigration officials within 15 days. Tens of thousands never did. About 70% of the immigrants have just vanished. That could mean that roughly 41,000 people have come across the border this year and are somewhere in the U.S. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
There's breaking news. Officials say a fire at an air traffic control center in Aurora, Illinois, are forcing flights in and around Chicago to be rerouted, and all flights have been grounded now at O'Hare and Midway airports. FBI Director James Comey says Apple and Google are marketing products that let people put themselves beyond the reach of the law. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Steve, both companies will be encrypting data on their newest smartphones, making the information inaccessible to law enforcement, even with a court order. Apple says it'll be unable to lock phones, even if law enforcement asks. Federal officials are concerned that the software could stand in the way of some criminal investigations, including terrorism and child kidnapping. The FBI says quick access by authorities to certain information on cell phones sometimes can save lives. Officials are in talks with both companies amid public concern about data security.
Well, rain was a welcome sight in Northern California. It helped stop the growth of the major wildfire east of Sacramento. Now the number of homes threatened is down to around 300. Battalion Chief Scott McLean says the work is still tough.
We just don't dump water on something. We meticulously go in there, stir it up, feel it, make sure it's cool, and go on to the next hot spot.
The fire is now 55% contained. Many of us thought we'd never see this again. Gasoline priced at less than $3 a gallon. It's already happening in some places, and industry analysts say by the end of the year, up to 30 states could have an average price that begins with a 2. Phil Flynn is with the Price Futures Group in Chicago.
I think it's going to last into the winter when we get there. Obviously, we're going to see some spikes due to refining issues if there's storms. But the big picture is that I think we're entering a new era of low gasoline prices.
An increase in domestic supplies has helped fend off jitters over chaos in the Middle East. A quick look at the baseball scores finds the Yankees beat the Orioles last night 6-5, but the score doesn't begin to tell the whole story. Derek Jeter's last game before the home crowd was in New York, but as CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, the script was straight out of Hollywood.
It was a magical night.
Derek Jeter!
We just didn't know how magical it was until the very end.
Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single!
Derek Jeter capped off his Yankee Stadium career with an unforgettable moment.
You talk about clutch, you talk about performance, that's Jeter.
Jeter came to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning. The game was tied. Jeter had not had a walk-off hit since 2007. Last night it was time for another.
You can't make this stuff up.
Afterwards, Jeter admitted the final game was emotional.
There were a couple times that I just almost broke down.
He never let us down.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at Yankee Stadium in New York.
Top athletes are known to take care of their bodies. CBS's Jim Shenavy says the latest research is about something athletes and fans may not have thought much about.
You've heard of athletes' feet. What about athletes' teeth? German researchers expanded on a study published last year that focused on athletes at the Summer Olympic Games in London and the high prevalence of poor oral health. Well, the results prompted all kinds of speculation as to the cause, from sugary sports drinks to nutrition bars. But the German study suggests it has little to do with diet. Rather, vigorous exercise can change the chemical makeup of saliva, making it more alkaline, and that promotes the buildup of tartar and other problems. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
In a rare admission, North Korea's state media says leader Kim Jong-il is ill, suffering from what's called discomfort. Kim, who's 31, was last seen a few weeks ago. He had a bad limp and had gained a lot of weight. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.